This I believe. Life isn't fair. When you think of the phrase, life isn't fair, you think of the cliche movie lines where a parent and their child are arguing. The kid says, that isn't fair, and the parent responds, life isn't fair. You all know what I'm talking about. We may pass it off as a cliche, but in reality, it has some truth to it. For many people, something hasn't worked out right. They follow the textbook example of how their life should have worked out. Bright people with bright minds and bright futures slip through the cracks in our society. What do they do wrong? Nothing. I believe that life isn't fair. Successful people are all, for the most part, lucky. They are the ones recognized out of their peers, and they became successful because of it. I first realized that life wasn't fair in a first world problem kind of way. I was on a field trip to PNC Park with my third grade class. After the tour throughout the park we had been on all day, our tour guide asked us questions about the stuff we had learned. As a prize, you get to pick something out of the treasure chest. The guide asked about 15 questions, and I raised my hand for every one. I really wanted to get a prize from the treasure chest, but I was never called on. It didn't make sense to me. I had my hand raised for every question, and I paid attention throughout the whole tour. Keep in mind that I now realize the insignificance of my first world problem I had in the third grade. However, my issue is relatable to life in many ways. Some people pay attention their whole life, follow the textbook example of how they should behave, and yet in the end, they still don't receive the prize for their efforts. Further along in my life, when I was about 10 years old, I found out in a different way that life wasn't fair. My dad was telling me a story about a friend he had in his class. Let's call his friend Kevin. Kevin was a genius. He could multiply 2 5-digit numbers in his head and tell you the answer in an instant. Obviously, Kevin had a bright future ahead of him. He would most likely get a scholarship into college and get a well-paying job. However, Kevin dabbled into something known as cocaine. He became addicted and his whole life went down the drain. The story touched me when I first heard it. I was shocked at the quick turnaround and I felt bad for the guy. Because of one mistake, he slipped through the cracks of our society into a place where he wasn't appreciated for the little brain power he had left, and in a sense, his importance withered away. The real kicker in the world that got me was the Indian caste system. If you didn't know, some people living in India follow a caste system which they are born into either a lower importance caste or a higher importance caste based on their belief of reincarnation. They are born into it, it's completely based on luck. This was astonishing to me when I first heard of it. I had no idea that such a system was still used in the world. Even though the system was officially abolished years ago, it is still somewhat in effect today. This is very hard to me to think about. The entire role of these people's lives is based off of luck. If they were born into a lower class, they'd be treated like lower class with little chance for redemption. This caste system wasn't the final straw, in my opinion. After I heard of it, I truly started to believe that life wasn't fair. I believe that life isn't fair. Those bright people with bright futures can amount to very little, and there's nothing that can be done to change it. For me, it brings on a feeling as if I am mourning for their lack of accomplishment. I truly feel bad for these unfortunate people that went with a textbook example of how their life should go. These people include the jobless. My uncle has a degree in engineering and works at a job that involves nothing he went to college for. This is very unfortunate for him because I know that he worked very hard to get good grades throughout high school and to graduate from college. He's just unfortunate in that there aren't many openings for jobs that he could use his skills at. I feel very passionately that life isn't fair to many people. These people are forced to adapt to change their futures to ones they don't want, and to me, that's very sad. I believe that life isn't fair.